Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
We have a lot to be grateful for, don't we, Pastor English?
Man, we've got a whole lot, but
yes,
you sound
sir.
Like you're real excited today.
I'm always excited. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Friday, January 10th, 2025. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. My guest co-host today, I just mentioned him, is none other than Jay English. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. And I always got to do you first because when I introduce the legendary Homer Blow,
come on,
it's kind of a, you know, a downfall.
Yeah, but you got it right
this
week, though.
Be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get me out the way first.
Yeah, so he hasn't had to clear his throat in a while. We do have none other than the legendary Homer Blow in. Good morning, Homer.
Great morning, Telly. Great morning, Jay.
Good to see you, Homer.
Hey, man. Great to see you.
And as always, we have DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Friday.
Yes.
It's great to be seen and to be viewed.
Man.
Amen to that.
Woo.
Come on.
Yeah.
One more time.
It's great to be seen than to be viewed.
Hey, I had an uncle that said every day of when the ground is when he owned the ground and the ground ain't on him is a good day.
Yes.
Yeah, I always say every day, but when people say every day, but ground is a good day, I said unless you work for the sewage district, because then you're gonna be underground. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's your livelihood.
You know
that's
what?
You know, I always
lemonade out of lemons.
I find it interesting when people say, man, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Like, well, if you didn't wake up at all, that'd be bad.
Then you got a problem.
Yeah. How about that?
Like waking up on any side of a bed is good, right. I would say.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that.
What Lee Williams said, he didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he did.
But he did.
Like, hey. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So, Truth Nation, we have a jam-packed hot show for you, and man, fellas, the only thing I can think of is we are only 10 days into the new year, and look at all the stuff that has happened already.
It's crazy. Whew. If this is what 2025 going to look like.
Man, oh, man.
Where 2026 is?
Can we go back to 2024?
Brother, because it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I think it's getting us ready for the Orange Man.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
This is preparation?
Yep.
Well, let's kind of tone it down a little bit.
You know, man.
We don't need this type of preparation, do
okay.
we?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you
know,
had a terror attack,
man,
in New Orleans. You've had a Cybertruck blow up and a suicide in Las Vegas.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've had wildfires in California.
Wildfires
with an S.
Right.
And on top of that, come to find out, there have been arsonists that have set other fires on top of it.
Come on, man. Fire don't move like that. I mean, fire can rapidly go through some things, but for them to just be in places that didn't have, where ember is not even touching those places, but all of a sudden it's a wildfire here.
And then California gets hit with the 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Right.
On top of this other foolishness, like. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And watching them people have to watch their homes go up, man, that's crazy, man. The two men and a dog watching them, and it's like you knew their fate. I don't know what actually ended up happening with them, but I didn't see a way out. The way that fire was surrounding their home, and it was them and their dog,
And now you have your president-elect that's more focused on changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. That clearly is a high priority right now.
We got some other stuff to worry about.
All this stuff going on.
We got some other stuff he needs to think about.
You know, by the way, your president-elect will be sentenced today.
Right.
After trying to block it for the last couple weeks and even made a personal direct call to the Supreme Court to holler at his homies. Hey, can y'all, you know, stop
me
this
out.
And help me out. And oh, by the way, let's stop them from banning TikTok too. Like so
right. Now he's concerned about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
He worried about that one.
Yeah.
So it might be banned for 2 days.
Man, I don't even know if it's gonna be 2 days.
Well, he got to be in office first. So on the 20th is when he gets in.
That brother going to take that oath and sign with his other hand. He's going to be signing.
No, he's supposed to be getting the immigrants out, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
As soon as
he's
he gets
stopping
in.
The Ukraine war, too.
Right. Absolutely.
And he has to pardon the J6ers.
That's right.
Yep.
It's a lot he got
the
on his list,
boy,
man.
Leader. Yeah. You know, he done already put his bid in. Like, look, I'm
hey,
doing
you know,
22.
I don't blame that brother, though. He's like, hey, since you got in.
Right. I was here because of you.
I'm just saying.
Because other than that, he going to come out with his memoir. While he locked up, he's going to be there. Like, the reason that I done it was we were approved. If
you
remember,
told me to stand by. And stand down. I did it.
And look what he did to me.
Yes. And so, man, so much going on. And I know we will most likely take the bulk of this show to focus our attention on those LA fires because, man, it just. It is. I thought I was hearing myself again.
Right. Yeah, them LA fires.
You have so much that is being affected by these fires.
Man.
And it's not just about sports and entertainment, but to just give you an example of all the things that had to and Ricky, thank you for this note. This is courtesy of MSN.com. There have been 15 shows affected or stop production due to the fires.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking about people's income. I mean, everything from Abbott Elementary to Grey's Anatomy to even Jimmy Kimmel going live every night. Not mm-hmm. going to be able to do that. Last night, they postponed the Lakers-Hornets game at Crypto.com in downtown L.A. And the NFL has decided to move the Rams-Vikings game to Arizona on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So many prominent actors and people in the L.A. area that live in Pacific Palisades have been affected. Everybody from, you know, actor Billy Crystal lost his home to L.A. Lakers head coach J.J. Redick lost his home. And so many families had to be evacuated and displaced.
Sheila E.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
It looked like she probably lost her home. I don't know.
Yeah, so the list goes on and on and on, and our thoughts and prayers continue to be with the people in Los Angeles. It's so disheartening when you hear so many things or so many people trying to take advantage of a natural disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And you already have insurance companies that dropped over 30,000.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Insurers, you know, before this even happened. And then now you find out that there was an arsonist that were setting other fires.
Yep.
Right, right.
And on top of that, then you hear about some looting.
Saw videos, man. Just come on, man.
Yeah, what you doing?
All the videos I saw was of us.
That's
black
just,
people.
Yeah, that's just so. We're definitely going to get into that. But one of the good things that did come out of yesterday was President Biden announced the federal government will pay for fire costs out in
100%.
100%. Now. We just got to hope that stays in play 10 days from now.
Brother, I'm feeling you because I'm like, okay, I hear the promise, and I don't know what all that entails with the 100%, but how we know that 10 days from now that's not going to look very different?
You on your way out.
And especially if he already talking about the governor.
Yeah.
And saying like it's his fault.
Yeah.
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 So we're going to get into that. But I want to go back. Did you all see the funeral, President Carter's funeral, and
yep.
and how Trump Pence. And mm-hmm. Obama were laughing? But also a couple of things that I saw that was kind of funny. When Bush walked up, he did not shake Trump's hand.
That's yeah. right.
And he walked right past him. Mm-hmm. And so did Laura.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that's a ride or die. Mm-hmm. She gonna do what a man does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got respect for that.
And and when Trump and Obama, apparently Trump said something and Obama laughed, you could see Madam Vice President Harris kind of look back, and then she turns around and gives that
right.
Gives right. that gives right. that black woman.
She gave the church mother look, man.
Right.
Like, y'all know y'all know
y'all
can talk.
Wanna, it's like that whole campaign, people were like, yeah, she ain't really black and this, that, and the other. If you saw that,
she was black in that moment.
She was black in that moment.
Yeah. I've seen that look before. She was definitely black then.
I've heard one of them sighs before.
Right. So that was blackish.
That was yeah. definitely has some black tendencies.
That was a blackish moment. Like, you're gonna learn today.
But I did see. I was thinking of something, and it was funny. Me and my wife were playing the. What happens when Obama gets home? You know, now if it's a white couple, you know, the wife would probably say, "Hey, dear, what was Trump saying?"
Right.
You know, what are you guys laughing about?
Right.
You know, but a black woman,
well, he walking say it out. Different.
So I see you is all chummy with your buddy.
You be like, wait a minute. Right. You know, ain't nothing he said
yes,
was that funny. But
right.
you be laughing like that on
yes,
TV.
Sir.
Right.
What
yes,
was
sir.
That funny? And you know everybody looking at you like you a clown because you
right,
laughing
right.
with this clown. And,
right, right.
I mean, I'm sure he heard something
yeah.
along so those lines.
Did. Yeah, and then to add into the fact where at a point during the campaign, you know, he was almost like shooting Kamala Harris down.
Yeah. yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
now you add that, and I really understood her look like after that, like,
that's
really?
That's who you want to be back there laughing
really?
With?
Yeah.
Hey, President Obama said he done did his time. He out of office. He tried. It didn't work. Look.
Man.
He said, I still got my book deals. I'm good.
But who paid for your library? I'm just saying.
Right. Man, oh man.
He got 95 million for years, wasn't it?
He got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot going on, Truth Nation. Again, President-elect Donald Trump will be sentenced today. It's not like he's going to get any jail time,
no,
but
yeah,
he will be sentenced for the hush money trial that he was found guilty of. And also, TikTok is set to shut down, y'all.
Yes.
That's a big
yeah.
deal.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, not to us dinosaurs, but... I mean,
man, look, my wife be on TikTok every day doing. She call it her research. I'm like, girl,
man, listen. You know how much of the United States revolves around TikTok, man? These,
yes,
I mean, people have careers because
yeah.
of TikTok.
Absolutely.
So it's a humongous deal
yeah.
For us, like because maybe we don't rely on it as much. But yeah, for a lot of people, man, from recipes to the stores and
absolutely.
All of that, man, they are dependent.
Yes, we talking about this is a $1 billion industry.
Yeah,
that damn, TikTok man. Is yeah. every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every day,
absolutely.
And just to say, oh, we're gonna get rid of that. I'm sure there are some people like, I don't know if we really want to do that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But
if you really understood, even though. And I think the big thing is a lot of people are not really looking at why that was even brought up in the first place,
mm-hmm.
Not understanding how deep and invasive the privacy part of that is. Mm. So if you really understood that fully, you'd be like, oh, they get that. But
yeah.
we got so many people that they just out for self. They'd be like, they don't give a damn.
Yeah.
But no, man, we sign all them other apps on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
They give away all our privacy.
Yep.
The United States just mad another country is doing it to us.
Yep.
Because our country definitely doing it to us.
Yeah.
And how ironic is it that TikTok plans to shut down by January 19th, one day
that
before
that was
inauguration, kind of. Unless the Supreme Court strikes down law forcing it to sell.
Yeah, and then it's going to revive, and he'll be held as a hero by January 21st, because I'm going to reverse the action.
Yeah. I just don't understand why Elon Musk won't buy TikTok. He already got X.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Why not? So, man, a whole lot to get to. Truth Nation, we want you to hit us up and get engaged. 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And DVJ, we see you, and we are definitely going to hit on that. And what is that? That is, incarcerated firefighters were asked to help, or people that are incarcerated were asked to help in fighting these fires. So
were they
we want to make sure that...
Were they asked?
Well, it's a way to get out for a little bit.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're right. Yes, yes.
You may have black lung afterwards.
Hey. Right. But hey, you helped out.
For your $5 a day.
Is that your restitution? Right.
For your $5 a day.
Man. All right, we're going to get into that and much more on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You hear the fire truck.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-host Jay English and the legendary Homer Blow in the building.
Allen, man.
Hey, Homer, that look on your face. That wasn't what you was expecting.
No! No! I'm thinking about all the trauma they're going through. And he played fireman. I get it, but
I'm just you being a producer.
You say, I get it, but I don't know,
man,
if I should.
Yeah.
It was a look at somebody like, I don't know how I should feel about this right now.
Right.
That's exactly how.
Hey, you can't say Ricky isn't risque this morning.
Right,
taking some chances.
Right.
He said taking some chances. Yeah.
Next thing he gonna play is Ohio players.
Oh no!
I thought about it.
I know. I
thought about it. Don't do it.
Don't
go back to your normal playlist, Ricky. Go back. To, go back to Earth.
Damn.
Go back to the Gap Band.
Damn.
Hey, when we did that laundromat story yesterday, you should have played In Between the Sheets. Huh?
Oh no,
that's a good one. That's or Nivea. I'm going to the laundromat with R. Kelly. Those are some good ones.
Oh man, what a crazy story.
We done went left.
Truth Nation, let's get back on the highway here. We were talking about the L.A. fires, and before the break, we mentioned that nearly 800 incarcerated firefighters deployed as L.A. battles wildfires. The firefighters will earn $5.80 to $10.24 per day.
Per day.
Plus a dollar an hour when responding to an active emergency, according to CDCR. And, man, let's go ahead and get right to the phone lines. DBJ, you are Truth Be Told with Telly.
I think my wage is higher.
I'm sure you're going to have something very interesting to say about this. What are your thoughts about nearly 800 incarcerated people being deployed to fight these fires?
Good morning, Telly, Homer, and Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, so this topic, I'm doing good on a Friday. Yeah, we made it to the weekend, y'all.
Come on.
Yeah, so this topic is relatable for me, you know what I'm saying? Because actually, I was telling my girl, like, when I did a boot camp out there in New Richmond, which is basically in Minnesota almost, basically, they had us going out on, like, the work crew, you know what I'm saying? And they had us chopping down tree limbs, tree branches and all that kind of stuff in the dead of winter, right? Mm-hmm. And I told her we were getting paid it was either a dollar a day or a dollar an hour, whatever it was. And it almost looked like she ain't believing, you know what I'm saying? And then when we were watching the news yesterday, and we saw the inmates out there fighting the fires, I was like, baby, those are inmates.
Yep.
And then I was like, I bet you they're getting paid peanuts. She was like, no, they're probably getting paid. I was like, I guarantee you, do a little research. I guarantee you they're probably getting paid $1 to $2 an hour. She went on and did a little digging and came back and told me, she was like, you're right. She was like, they're getting paid like what amounts to like $325 a day or something like that, or like what averages out to $1.20 per hour or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So basically, the trade-off, their perks are to get some fresh, smoky air and $1.20. You know what I'm saying? Because
you're right.
Part of that, they're saying, okay, you guys are getting outside, getting some fresh air, which ain't really fresh, and we're giving you this little money. But their lives are on the line, too.
Yep.
You know, and that just goes to show you how much they really care and respect, you know, about people locked up. They'll still give you $1.20 an hour when you're literally putting your life on the line for that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's relatable for me. So, yeah, that's crazy how they do that, y'all. What y'all think about that, man?
Yeah. No,
right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm just out doing my delivery work and listening to y'all.
Appreciate it, DVJ. And, yes, I definitely have some thoughts about this. I've just read that 783 imprisoned firefighters crews are embedded with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. And like DVJ said that, like, what's the reward in this? You go and get your lungs blackened.
What'd you say, home with black lung?
Yeah,
black lung. But you know, the crazy thing, and I know this, just my opinion, I really feel that way about people who murder people and people who are in prison for shooting people. Send them to fight these wars. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put them on the front line. You really think that you run around here with this switch and all of that? Let's go over here where they don't give a damn about you. Mm-hmm. And a little young child will come up with an M16 and you got to go. Let them go fight. Let them be the front line. Let them be the front line. And if you survive, you survive. If you don't, you don't. You get what I'm saying? But we ain't got to worry about you in our communities causing havoc because you've been doing this a lot. You just got caught a couple of times, but you've been doing it a lot. And, Ricky, if you play Nelly, I'm out of here.
Well, Craig says on our talking text line, you can hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. I hope they ain't setting them up to become 800-something casualties. Know what I mean?
Well, that's where if it was the other way around and there was the war going on, and send them.
Yeah.
If they become casualties, I'm not going to be concerned.
Yeah.
But that's I am concerned about the firefighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes me really want to dig deeper into this because – did you have to sign up for this, or did you wake up and say, hey, we need you, and you come and you didn't have no choice?
I guarantee you they came and got them.
Well, it's a program that they get to sign up to be in where they do get some training. They do get, you know, kind of taught how it is. I mean, it's not like you can simulate a whole wildfire.
Right.
But, you know, I'm with this part that says they may earn $26.90 over a 24-hour shift.
They're going to be the king when they get black to the prison. Canteen going to look crazy.
Well, actually,
you got all the chips.
You both are right. You know, as I continue to read this, California, which is grappling with longer and more destructive fire seasons amid the climate crisis, has long relied on incarcerated people for its response. The CDCR crews have at times accounted for as much as 30% of the wildfire force in the state.
Ain't that crazy?
So this is nothing new.
Yes. Right.
And like you said, they apparently get training. The fire camp wages are meager, but are considered high-paying jobs behind bars.
Yep.
With CDCR firefighters earning between $5.80 and $10.24 a day.
I'm rich.
I mean, compared to, what is it now, 20 cents? A day,
I know it's
15 cents a day or something.
Minuscule. I know it's something minuscule.
Yes, yes.
So you coming back with, I'm laughing, but $5 to $10 a day.
Oh, and when responding to disasters, they may earn $26.90 over a 24-hour shift.
Right, right. Yep. Which Jay was talking about.
They give them that additional dollar an hour.
Yeah, man. So like I say, you going black in there if you survive. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if black lung don't take you out,
You got emphysema and everything
right,
else.
Right, everything else with that. Because fire is a different kind of smoke. And when people think about fires, you know, I've had interviewed a lot of different firefighters and chiefs and captains and all of that. Most people, when you hear about people lost their life in the fire, it's not necessarily that they got burned up. It's smoke inhalation.
That's right.
That combustible smoke, that is what takes them out.
Yeah.
That's what takes them out.
And it's so unfortunate that something like this, a natural disaster, becomes politicized.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, besides have people come together to figure out a solution, it's already Republicans blaming Democrats and Democrats, you know, they should have been doing this. And like Jay on our talking text line says, I heard these wildfires. First off, when you start off with I heard, that's a problem. But I'll continue. I heard these wildfires start in national parks and there is nothing we can legally do about them because dead leaves and branches fall and become dry. We can't clean that up because it'll be tampering with the national park. Trump is trying to change this, but the Democratic government of California wants to continue with doing nothing. I have absolutely no idea the legitimacy of that.
Right.
And
come on, man.
Even on top of that, wildfires don't always start in national parks. There is no national park in Pacific Palisades.
Right.
I've been there. No, I know.
It's a lot of reasons why wildfires start. I would say, since we just talking about what we heard and what we just making up stuff, I would think that a lot of these wildfires don't start within national parks. From what I've read, you got lightning strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You got arsonists, which we know started some of these.
Yep.
You got folks on campgrounds that didn't put the fire all the way out. They thought they did. And, you leave one ember. One ember burning. That's all it takes.
Yeah. That's right.
And it could start with a cigarette.
I'm serious.
You know, somebody throwing a cigarette on the ground.
Just out the window.
And it's dry.
Driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of reasons, man.
Yeah.
I think.
So I don't know if that is necessarily the case.
Right.
But if that's what you heard, as they always say, don't believe everything on the internet.
Right. And again, that's why it's important to get receipts, you know, because we hear a lot of conspiracy theories about different things. And we're talking about people's lives here, like for real, that, you know, and we're talking about the ones that were able to say what they lost. What about the actual people who have died?
Who have died.
In
and we don't have any clue how many people actually have died.
Absolutely
at this point.
And listen, there, it's like everything, the whole house, you know, it was, everything was cremated.
Yes.
Like, it's that bad. When I saw,
it looked like another country.
Yeah,
like the
man.
Stuff that you would see, like, it literally, to me, it looked like how Ukraine was looking when Russia first started.
And they started bombing it. Yes.
And yeah.
Just
total devastation.
Yeah, leveling it out, man. And then, like I say, when, you know, y'all ended up having a chance to talk about it yesterday more, but the insurance companies to just pull away that coverage, man.
Yes.
Like, almost like they know it's coming type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these aren't mom and pop insurance companies.
Right.
We're talking State Farm, Nationwide.
Yeah.
Like the largest
companies.
Ones.
Yes. And just think, and we did talk about this a little more yesterday, that for years you're paying homeowners insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing ever happens.
That's right.
Where's this money being stored? Like you would think they putting this money for you to the side so when something does happen here. But you pay all of this money and then you get a call, Jay, tomorrow saying, hey, we're going to cancel your homeowner's insurance. We're going in a different direction. And you start to think, all right, where's all the money I gave you last 10 years?
I need a refund.
Right.
Give me that back and so, no problem.
Man, I said, and I don't know if I can start a crusade or help somebody start a crusade, but I think with any insurance, if you paying all year long and you don't ever have to use it, you should get some of that back.
Man, listen, man. I mean, because you can usually withdraw from your policy. You get what I'm saying? While you got your insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can borrow against it.
Yeah. But they also make it where it's the law.
You have
to have it.
Yeah.
Right. So
you ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they in league with the government too, man. So all of that is what we should expect. But it's a money game. They're in it to make money, and they see, hey, according to our calculations, if we receive this many claims in this high, you know, likely to be burnt area, we will go out of business.
Right.
And they look at that. I mean, I worked at a spot back in the day where they hire people called actuarials, who their job is to do the statistics to see what the risk reward is in all of these spaces and make recommendations to the company. You probably shouldn't insure that because you're liable to lose your money.
And you know, they have to be careful, especially with the climate that we are in right now, and where people like Luigi is being heralded a hero.
You're right.
This is a dangerous climate right now that we're in my opinion, to whereas some people could be like, man, y'all made my people lose everything when y'all took away that insurance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want it to happen, but we're just in a climate that we're seeing it happen.
Yeah.
Well, Jay hit us up. I know we got to step aside, but Jay hit us up one more time and said, this is JG, not RJ English. But Jay says, lightning, amber, or hot sun on dry debris will start the fire. Mm-hmm. I seen this on a California debate for some local election. This was years ago. Can't remember the candidates, but Trump also spoke on this at a Northern California rally. But y'all proved my point. I don't know if we proved your point. and I still think that this is not a political debate.
Right.
This has nothing to do with what Trump said and what didn't happen. It's called a natural disaster.
Thank you.
More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with Terry will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
My black coffee, my black dirt, my black on fire with it with a voucher.
Ricky's on fire this morning. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. We have rivalry basketball on The Truth. The Milwaukee Panthers return home to take on cross-state rival, the UW Green Bay Phoenix. Scott Warris has the coverage Saturday starting at 2:30 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 3 o'clock. We've been going back and forth, and before I went to break, I was reading JG's text message. You can hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017, and it ended with, Trump spoke on this at a Northern California rally. And before the break, I said that natural disasters happen. There's no rally. I don't know what rally or what he could have done or said at that time that would have stopped this from happening.
Yeah.
And Jay, you made a great point. How can you blame a political party for a natural disaster?
Thank you.
So
where did do that at?
Who fault that was when it was a hurricane or earthquake? Or, I mean, is that Governor Newsom's fault too?
Yeah, landslides. All of that is a political party's fault.
Yeah.
Come on, man, stop it.
And Jay, we're going to have to continue this offline because he's saying, but it is a political matter. So people, homes being burned down, and these are million-dollar homes, over 5,300 structures is no longer there, and it's because of a Democrat or Republican party?
Yeah, I don't understand that thinking. Like, you can't convince me nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't understand that one.
Yeah, yeah. At the end, he said, y'all be smooth today. You too, JG. Be smooth, brother.
I'll be smooth.
Yeah, because unfortunately, we do have a lot of people out there that do believe that everything has a political underline to it. And the last time I checked, is this the Jay that's been texting? I guess so. Jay, we got you on the line. Good morning. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, Homer, and Jay. Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's going on?
You the one that's been texting?
Yeah.
Okay. Please help us understand how
enlighten us.
People, yes, how a natural disaster is a political situation or political matter.
The natural disaster itself isn't the political matter. The measures taken to prevent it is, though. So what I seen on the what I seen at the rally and what I seen the candidates speak about was that the, you know, like I said, the dryness of the natural the dryness of the debris and the leaves and all that stuff, you know, it can't be picked up because of the, you know, natural forest. But also the questions that was asked to other countries of how they prevent or, you know what I'm saying, take care of these measures. They were given advice on what to do. They were given some things to do, like dampen the forest, go out and clean the forest and things of that nature. But it was all denied because of the, you know, like you said, the water. It was too hard or too expensive for them to dampen the forest every so often. And also, with it being, you know, a natural preserve, they don't want to go in there and tamper with cleaning it up. So I just feel personally like something could be done if you know a fire is going to come.
Jay, do you take everybody's advice that gives it to you?
No, I don't take everybody's advice.
I'm asking that because you're saying that other countries gave us advice on what to do, and that doesn't mean that it could have necessarily applied to this particular situation. And this isn't anything new. So when you say help prevent fires, wildfires have been going on forever in California. There's actually a wildfire season. So
Facts.
Ain't anything that is new. So you can't say, oh, there's something they could do to prevent it because it happened.
How are you going to dampen the entire forest?
Yes.
The whole forest?
And, that's, I mean, like a natural disaster is also like a hurricane. So what can you do to prevent a hurricane, Jay?
Okay. Understand this. You can't prevent a hurricane. But they do see hurricanes come. And evacuation is real, and, you know, but that's not, we're not talking about hurricanes. We're talking about the wildfires, you know. So
we're talking about natural disasters, and you're saying you could prevent it.
No, I didn't say you could prevent it. No, natural disaster, that sounds crazy. You can, you know, get on top of it as far as helping out the people. If you guys know that it's a national wildfire season, or wildfires have happened for years, and you have repeatedly done nothing to help prevent or help save lives of people, then that just shows negligence on your part. You know, I just feel like something could be done instead of nothing and just saying, hey, it's natural, it's going to happen, it's going to come, you know?
So, Jay, before we let you go, just one last question for you. How do you know they haven't been doing anything?
That's what the argument is about. The argument is saying that from both sides in California, that the argument is, you know, all these things could be tried that other countries are suggesting that we try. And the other argument is that it's too expensive, it won't work. Just so it's been ideas floated around and it's nothing's been done.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jay. We appreciate it.
Well, I see people that know, just like earthquakes, okay? L.A. known for earthquakes. They try to earthquake-proof buildings,
yeah,
and they still crumble. Tsunamis. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tsunamis come in and wipe communities and areas totally out.
So levees break.
Right. They're natural disasters. Yeah, a lot of things have been tried, but to say that they're not even trying certain things, to me, that just sounds foolish, because they are. They also are also putting out messages like, be careful, because it is wildfire season. And if you're out there camping or something like that, any little thing could create something that nature has dried these trees out. Nature has done all of these things.
And again, for someone who has lived in California before, there are times when they would come on the news and say, hey, can't use water today.
Right.
And there's a drought season. Yep. And hey, you can only water your lawn for, you know, on Tuesdays and Fridays. And
blackouts and, with air conditioners.
Yeah. Yes. So
trying to save
power. Just to say that, oh, they're not doing anything, and you're here in Wisconsin and saying that about another state and you're not living it, like, yeah, you have to come on more solid ground than that. Black Conscious, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, see, it's the Democrats' fault because, you know, they didn't hire that them immigrants to come clean up the forest. You know what I'm saying? Trump would have did that with them pieces passed. So, you know, it's all by design. So when we going to see when the next disaster happens, how King Trump going to really handle it. He going to make it right. He going to stop the world from shaking because only he could do it.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
listen,
what people are saying. Like he said. Yeah, he said that at a North California rally. Like, he said a lot of stuff.
Listen,
he told you to drink bleach.
Bleach. That's where I was getting ready to go. He said he getting rid of all the immigrants anyway. So yeah. who doing all this work?
Yeah, he ain't.
What we should have our focus on is climate change. This is real. I don't care how you try to say it is not, and it doesn't affect. We can see these things are getting way worse at a later time. It's snowing in the South.
Come on, bro. And ain't none up here.
Right.
So that's telling you something. Now, what, it's going to be the Democrats' fault because they didn't buy the Russian weather control app so they can put, you know, the snow where it should be?
Yeah, I just, man, again.
These are the times. Live righteous, Milwaukee.
Appreciate it, Black Conscious, and you are so right because we are focusing on the wrong things right
that
now.
Bro, man.
We're
supposed to clean up the forest.
But, hey, who is about to become our president in 10 days? He's the master of deflection.
That's it.
Yep.
And, again, you're talking about, like, when did a wildfire become a political matter?
That's what I'm confused about that.
Yes.
How do we make a natural disaster into something that's political in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah. I have no idea. Let's get to Jay. Jay, you on Truth Be Told with Telly, Homer, and Jay. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I'm calling in. I actually called in yesterday as well. I actually work in the environmental sector here in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
And this is a political issue because the wildfires in California are actually, it's an ecological issue. And we have to have politicians that are on board with ecological restoration. Part of the reason that the burns are so bad in California right now are because we have eucalyptus trees out there that go up like matchsticks. They're a non-native species. That means they're not supposed to be there. They're planted there by Europeans. Okay. So there's a lot of different ecological issues that go into this, and we have to have educated politicians that understand those issues so then we can work together to solve these issues collectively. Yes, wildfires are natural in California. However, we can mitigate some of that impact and lessen some of that impact so it doesn't affect the people that live there as much, so it's not as bad. There are things that we can do together, but we have to come together and demand that from our politicians or else things will keep getting worse.
Jade, thank you for your call, and we appreciate your insight on it. But before I let you go, I just have to ask this question, too. What about the arsonists that are setting the other fires? That's not a political issue, is it?
The arsonists that are setting fires? I'm specifically talking about.
Yeah, no, that's also a part of the. Yeah, that's also had been a part of the wildfires where there was an arsonist that set fires in North Hollywood as well as I want to say near Pasadena and Altadena. But this is going to be clumped into the wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they're
not going to individualize it. That's all I'm talking about. I mean, they're not going to separate the two. And yes. So I just think
Can I just make one more comment?
Yes, sure. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I believe that we have to together learn how to live in harmony with nature. And I agree with the last caller that we got to focus on climate change and, you know, collectively agree that it's real and start figuring out ways to live in harmony and live in balance with these natural processes.
So, Jay, yes. Jay, thank you so much for your call, and I absolutely agree with you. We've been talking about climate change and global warming for a minute. You got a president-elect that did not believe in it his first term.
Right.
Maybe this time around he'll believe in it. And hopefully we'll get a lot of people on the same page where we can live in nature in harmony and protect our planet. Hey, keep it locked right here. We are cooking this morning. Keep the calls and text messages coming in, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, get your tickets now for our first annual Truth Community Awards on Friday, February 28th, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Visit 1017thetruth.com to purchase your tickets today. There are only $25, which includes heavy appetizers, a drink, and a great time hanging out with our Truth family. Don't wait. You do not want to miss out on the best community awards event of the year. Visit 1017thetruth.com to buy your tickets to our first annual Truth Community Awards at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 28th, starting at 5 o'clock. And we have been cooking, and we went over the last time, so we got to get right to break.
Man, he planned the roof is on fire.
Yeah.
We don't need no water. Let the Ricky.
Homer been over here struggling for the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. He know what he's doing. He know I'm a musical genius in this. And so he is. Please go to the caller.
Well, we're going to get to your text messages.
Here.
We're going to keep things rolling on the other side of the break. And when we return, President Biden announced what the federal government plans to do in helping out with these Los Angeles wildfire relief efforts. And when we return, you will hear from President Joe Biden and what his plans are for the federal government to do. Keep it locked. Hour number two of Truth Be Told coming up next.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.